Hello.
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm a colleague with New York Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinion is needed. This survey is really quick and is confidential. Let me ask you, what is your zip code?
10314.
Thank you so much. And are you registered to vote in the New York, or like many people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Thank you, sir. And do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you, sir. And what is the year of your birth, just for statistical purposes?
1952.
Thank you, sir. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you so much. And what is your race?
Caucasian, I guess.
Thank you, sir. And let me ask you, what is the highest level of a school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
4 years of college.
Thank you so much. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming election? You're almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Absolutely vote.
Thank you, sir. And how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated, you could use any number.
10.
Thank you, sir. How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you have no power at all, and 10 means you have a lot of power.
I'll say 10.
Thank you so much, sir. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
And would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? You can indicate it if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. Let's start with election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate. Would you say matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
A lot.
Thank you. What about protecting LGBTQ rights? Would you say matters a lot, somewhat, much, or at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. What about protecting abortion rights? For you, it matters a lot, somewhat, matter much, or matters at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. And what about the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris? For you, it matters a lot, somewhat, much, or at all?
A lot.
Thank you so much, sir. And we know people get busy when it is time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? What about election for Congress? Would you say that nothing will stop you? You probably will vote. It is convenient that you will vote. You doubt that will vote. Thank you, sir. And the next one is, when it comes to protecting LGBTQ rights, would you say nothing will stop me? I won't vote, and probably I will, if it is convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
No chance I'd vote for that.
Okay. What about protecting abortion rights? It will be the same. Nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. It is convenient I will vote. I doubt I will vote or no chance I will vote.
No chance I'll vote for that.
And the last one, presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would you say nothing will stop me? I want and I probably
will. Nothing
will stop me. Thank you so much, sir. I know this is still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., someone else?
Donald Trump.
Thank you, sir. And if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democratic candidate, the Republican candidate, or a third party or independent candidate?
The Republican candidate.
Thank you so much, sir. I know if you knew the Protecting Abortion Access was on the ballot this November, how much are you motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 election? Are you much more motivated, somewhat more motivated? Not change, somewhat less motivated, much less motivated?
No change.
Thank you so much. How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard? A lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Say that again, protecting New Yorkers? Is that what it was?
Yep.
No, repeat
it
that,
says,
please.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. If anything, have you heard about Prop 1? A constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers. Have you heard a lot? Some? Not much? Nothing at all?
Is this a state constitution or federal constitution we're talking about?
I just have the Prop 1 constitutional amendment. I don't have any other information.
Uh-huh. Sounds suspicious. I haven't heard much about that.
Okay. Thank you. Here is the text of the Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York this November. And it says, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Add anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Yes, both puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, or no, both leave these protections out of the state constitution. If the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
Definitely no.
Thank you so much. Based on your read of this statement or this amendment, do you think this amendment will either put protections for abortion into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, strengthen voting rights protections, put LGBTQ protections into the same constitution? You can select all that apply for you.
I don't want any of that.
Okay. But if you have to choose one, the first one that probably comes to mind?
I don't know. Read those choices again.
That's
another twisted question.
Yeah, I understand. I will read the question completed. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment will put protections for abortions into the state constitution, prohibit housing discrimination, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, give voting rights to immigrants, prevent discrimination based on age, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, provide protections on the basis of gender, stringent voting rights protections put LGBTQ protections into the state constitutions.
I don't like any of that. What am I supposed to? Am I supposed to pick one that I think it does or doesn't do, or what? I'm going to vote no for it anyway. It's all garbage.
Yeah. In fact, the question is about what do you think the amendment will do in case that you vote yes, or in case that it was approved.
I think it'll do all of that, and I don't want it to. That's why I'm going to vote highly against that.
Okay, so probably the one that concerns you more.
All of that concerns me.
Okay.
Taking away parents' rights, taking away giving rights to vote to people that aren't even citizens here. And the LGBTQ, that has no effect on them at all.
Okay. So let's select the first that you mentioned, probably remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions. That would be the first.
That'd be right at the top there.
Yeah, okay. Now, knowing that this amendment will put protections for abortion into the state constitution, would you say you definitely vote yes, probably vote yes, probably vote no, or definitely
vote no?
Why do you say no, right?
Definitely vote no.
Okay. Compared to voting for president or Congress, are you more motivated or less motivated to vote on Prop 1, which is an amendment that will protect abortion rights? And is that somewhat or much motivated? No difference.
I'm motivated to vote against that.
Okay. So...
because I think that proposition includes third-term abortion, which is bizarre, so...
Okay,
yep.
So let's say that you're much less motivated to vote on that amendment, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. I'm going to
That's
read
a terrible
you...
terrible amendment.
Understand. I'm going to read you a series of statements. For each one, please tell me how much you agree on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you strongly disagree, and 10 means you strongly agree. You can choose any number. Let's start with the first one. Children should not have access to medical procedures related to changing their gender without their parents' consent.
I strongly agree with that.
So that is a 10. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's a 10. Yep.
It is important to protect the most vulnerable members of society from discrimination. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
The most vulnerable people of society. that's vague.
Would you say 0?
I'd say 0.
Okay.
They'd have to be more specific than that.
Understand. The next one says, everyone, regardless of gender or sexuality, should have the freedom to marry who they choose. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
I didn't mind civil unions, but marriage, no. 0.
Okay. The next one says, the government should not be able to discriminate against anyone. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
The government should not be able to discriminate anyone, but they do. So I'm gonna say I strongly agree with that.
Okay, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender affirming care. 0 to 10, how agree you are?
Could you repeat that, please?
Yeah, it is important to protect trans youth and protect access to gender-affirming care?
No, 0.
Thank you. Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth. From 0 to 10, how agree you are?
You got to repeat that one again. That sounds a little weird.
Everyone deserves the chance to thrive, no matter their cultural background or place of birth.
or deserves the right to drive. Is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Zero. Zero.
Okay. And yeah. The next one says, we need to protect everyone's fundamental freedom to have an abortion from 0 to 10. How agree you are?
Zero.
Thank you so much. The next one says, it is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out some groups.
You gotta repeat that.
It is more important to do things for all New Yorkers rather than singling out more groups.
That's a 10.
And the last one for this series is, we need to focus on helping New Yorkers before giving handouts to immigrants. 0 to 10, how agree you are?
10.
Thank you so much. And here is a short statement about Prop 1 or Proposal 1 in the amendment. It says, the New York State Equal Rights Amendment is an amendment to New York's state constitution that closes loopholes and protects against the attack we're seeing across the country. At a moment in time when we are seeing state governments encourage woke right backwards, this proposal solidifies protections within our state constitution. This amendment will add a layer of protection for New Yorkers, explicitly prohibiting discrimination based on a person's ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including their sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy and pregnancy outcomes, reproductive health care, and autonomy. Hearing this statement, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no?
I'd vote no.
Thank you so much. And over the course of a survey, sometimes things change. It is okay if I answer did not change, but once again, let me ask you, as you may know, there will be elections for president, for Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in these upcoming elections? Almost certain to vote. Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
Certain vote. Certainly
Thank you
vote.
So much. Now, which of the following statements do you find more convincing, even if neither is exactly right? And is that much more convincing or somewhat more convincing? Let's start statement A. This amendment is trying to sneak dangerous things into our constitution. It will strip parents of their right to make decisions for their children and allow kids to get permanent sex change operations without their parents' consent. This amendment has also special protections based on national origin, which will make it easier for illegal immigrants to get handouts. And statement B. These claims are false and just not credible. In New York, parental consent is required for minors to receive gender-affirming care, and this amendment does not change that. The protections in this amendment have nothing to do with our country's asylum or immigration laws. They are simply about closing loopholes in the state constitution to make sure that all people are protected against discrimination from the government, no matter their race or ethnicity. Which one is more convincing for you, statement A or statement B?
The one about protecting the parents' rights
okay.
with their
the
children's gender. That's statement A, right?
Uh-huh. That's the one.
Yeah.
And it's
yep.
Much more convincing or somewhat convincing?
That it will strip the parents' rights, right? Is that what,
mm-hmm.
what it said?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, that's what it's trying to do. Yep.
Okay, well, thank you so much. We're almost done with the survey, okay? Just a couple of questions more. I'm going to read you some things that some people have said are motivating reasons to vote in favor of Prop 1. For each one, please rate the statement on a scale from 0 to 10. where 10 means you think it is an extremely motivated reason to vote in favor for this proposal, and 0 means not convincing or motivated reason to vote about this proposal. Let's start. The government is supposed to work for people, not discriminate against its citizens. By putting these protections directly into our state constitution, we are holding all elected politicians accountable to the standard of equal protection for all. Here in New York, there is no room for elected leaders and government officials using their positions of power to take advantage of the discriminate against New Yorkers. From 0 to 10, how motivated reason is for you to support this proposal?
0. I won't support
it. Thank you. The next one says, right now, the New York Constitution has loopholes that leave many New Yorkers unprotected. For example, it does not adequately protect the right to abortion, does not protect the rights of older New Yorkers, and does not protect the rights of those who have disabilities. This amendment will close those loopholes and make sure that all New Yorkers are covered and cannot be discriminated against by the government. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to support this amendment?
0.
Thank you so much. Extremist politicians have drafted a plan to enact nationwide policies if they came into power in this election, which will impose their white nationalism agenda on our state. They want to make it harder to get an abortion, threaten the legality of same-sex marriage, discriminate against trans people, and eliminate equity and civil rights initiatives. It is vital that we protect this right in New York to protect the status quo, no matter what happens in November. From 0 to 10, how motivated that statement is for you to support this?
To support Prop 1? No. 0.
And the last one, since Roe versus Wade was overturned, abortion has been under attack from anti-abortion extremists across the country. Right here in New York, there are have been 74 bills in the last few years trying to restrict abortion access in the state. Now, more than ever, New Yorkers should do everything we can do to protect the right to abortion in our state, so we don't leave it up the winds out of touch politicians who could easily roll back our abortion rights in the future. Protecting the right to abortion in the New York Constitution is the permanent layer of protection that needed to stop that from happening. From 0 to 10, how motivated is that for you to vote in favor for this proposal?
0.
Thank you.
People need
so
self-control,
much,
not birth control. 0.
Okay.
All right.
So once again, let me ask you, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no in this amendment?
No.
Thank you so much. After reading all of this information, are you more or less likely to go vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and state and local offices if these ballot issues were the start of this survey? Or no change?
No change.
Thank you so much. And one more time, how motivated are you to vote in this election from 0 to 10, being 0 not at all motivated and 10 extremely motivated for you to vote in the next election? Thank you so much.
10.
Do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
No, strictly hetero.
Thank you so much. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow, just for statistical purposes?
Married.
Thank you so much, sir. Are you the parent of a or guardian of any children under age?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself to be Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be strong Republican or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled?
Retired.
Thank you so much. And the last year, that is the 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
Oh, probably 65,000.
Thank you so much, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay, good luck.
Take care, sir.